at Hogswatch time and all through the yeary. A couple of them had pictures of a big jolly fat man carrying a sack. In one of them he was riding in a sledge drawn by four enormous pigs. The Death of Rats sniffed at a couple of long stockings that had been hung from the mantelpiece, over the fireplace in which a fire had died down to a few sullen ashes. He was aware of a subtle tension in the air, a feeling that here was a scene that was also a stage, a round hole, as it were, waiting for a round peg. There was a scraping noise. A few lumps of soot thumped into the ashes. The grim squeaker nodded to himself. The scraping became louder and was followed by a moment of silence and then a clang as something landed in the ashes and knocked over a set of ornamental fire irons. The rat watched carefully as a red-robed figure pulled itself upright and staggered across the hearthrug, rubbing its shin where it had been caught by the toasting fork. It reached the table and read the note. The Death of Rats thought he heard a groan. The turnips were pocketed, and so, to the Death of Rat's annoyance, was the pork pie. He was pretty sure it was meant to be eaten here, not taken away. The figure scanned the dripping note for a moment, and then turned around and approached the mantelpiece. The Death of Rat pulled back slightly behind Stephen's greetings. A red-gloved hand took down a stocking. There was some creaking and rustling as it was replaced, looking a lot fatter. The larger box sticking out of the top had just visible the words, "Victim figures not included, 3 to 10 years." The Death of Rats couldn't see much of the donor of this munificence. The big red hood hid all the face, apart from a long white beard. Finally, when the figure finished, it stood back and pulled a list out of its pocket. It held it up to the hood and appeared to be consulting it. It waved its other hand vaguely at the fireplace, the sooty footprints, the empty sherry glass and the stocking. Then it bent forward as if reading some tiny print.
"Ah, yes," it said. "Ho, ho, ho."
With that, it ducked down and entered the chimney. There was some scrabbling before its boots gained a purchase, and then it was gone. The Death of Rats realized he'd begun to gnaw his little scythe's handle in sheer shock.
Squeak?
He landed in the ashes and swarmed up the sooty cave of the chimney. He emerged so fast that he shot out with his legs still scrabbling and landed in the snow on the roof. There was a sledge hovering in the air by the gutter. The red hooded figure had just climbed in and appeared to be talking to someone invisible behind a pile of sacks.
"Here's another pork pie."
"Any mustard?" said the sacks. "They retreat with mustard."
"It does not appear so."
"Ah, well, pass it over anyway."
"It looks very bad."
"Nah, it's just where something's nibbled it."
"I mean the situation. Most of the letters, they don't really believe. They pretend to believe just in case."
This is very similar to the suggestion put forward by the Quermian philosopher Vuntra, who said, "Possibly the gods exist, and possibly they do not. So why not believe in them in any case? If it's all true, you'll go to a lovely place when you die, and if it isn't, then you've lost nothing, right?" When he died, he woke up in a circle of gods holding nasty-looking sticks, and one of them said, "We're going to show you what we think of Mr. Clever Dick in these parts."
"I fear it may be too late. It has spread so fast and back in time, too."
"Never say die, master. That's our motto, eh?"
said the sacks, apparently with their mouth full.
"I can't say it's ever really been mine.
I mean, we're not going to be intimidated by the certain prospect of complete and utter failure, master."
"Aren't we? Oh, good. Well, I suppose we'd better be going."
The figure picked up the reins.
"Up, Gouger, up, Rooter, up, Tusker, up, Snouter, giddy up."
The four large boars harnessed to the sledge did not move.
"Why doesn't that work?" said the figure in a puzzled, heavy voice.
"Beats me, master," said the sacks.
"It works on horses."
"You could try Pig Hooey."
"Pig Hooey."
They waited.
"No, doesn't seem to reach them."
There was some whispering.
"Really? You think that would work?"
"It'd bloody well work on me if I was a pig master."
"Very well, then."
The figure gathered up the reins again.
"Apple sauce."
The pig's legs blurred. Silver light flicked across them and exploded outwards. They dwindled to a dot and vanished.
"Squeak?"
The Death of Rats skipped across the snow, slid down a drainpipe and landed on the roof of a shed. There was a raven perched there. It was staring disconsolately at something.